Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Steel Plaza Podcast, 303 East Main Street, from right here in Carnegie. Sound Color Productions in the studio with us. Jay Weaver of Sound Color Productions Studios and Rayanne Rose. The street is a buzz here in Carnegie. It's a buzz. A myriad of activity, flurry of activity. We think there might be a farmer's market.
They're threatening a thing.
Threatening a farmer's market.
That's, yeah. Is that
fresh produce is, you know.
Ooh.
Is it ever really fresh, though? You don't know.
I don't know.
We talked about this last week. I mean, if it's moldy, it's not fresh. So I'm still out there going to sell moldy stuff. But
do you know, like, why apples are shiny in the grocery store?
Wax?
It's a film that they put on it. They, like, put this gross film on it to keep it fresh longer.
Huh.
So the skin on the apples in stores, if you eat them, you could, like, potentially get very ill. It's true.
Really?
Yes.
And apple seeds, don't they have arsenic in it or something? Or what's that? What do they have, the seeds? No, the seeds. Like, if you eat enough of them, if you eat enough of them, like, you have to eat a lot, but there's present in the seeds. Like,
if people try to off themselves with that.
Yeah, just say Johnny Appleseed.
End up with the green apple quick step. Running through the can again, just like the last time.
Yes.
That's one way to diet.
That's one way. I think dollar stores in general are pretty weird because you can't go to a dollar store. Ooh, excuse me.
Oh, there it is.
Oh no, it just started.
We're rumbling in the jungle.
Are you hungry, Adam?
I must be hungry.
Now is that the sound of hungry?
Yes.
Or is the sound of Montezuma good ready to erupt here?
I don't know. Both. I don't know. I ate this morning. But anyway, yeah, dollar stores are weird because you can't go to a dollar store expecting to find something specific because each dollar store has a whole bunch of random things thrown together that you wouldn't ever need. So say, for instance, if you run out of paper towels and you're like, oh, I'll go to the dollar store and get paper towels, they might not have it. They might not have paper towels.
It's interesting. I would like to figure out, like, the history of the dollar store because, you know, before there was, like, everything was a dollar. And
right.
You'd have,
yes,
like, these little trinkets, little plastic things, or you'd find it was a dollar. Then they started morphing into more of a convenience store.
Right.
And then, like you said, you don't know, you know, which dollar store is. Is it the convenience type or is it the...
They just sell Mylar balloons.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't know. But dollar stores are weird because it's not everything is a dollar. Mm-hmm. Like, you could go to the dollar store and say, oh, well, everything's a dollar. It's not. Some things are $8.
That is true. But, I was thinking about, speaking of the dollar store, like, we definitely, when we go to a dollar store, you really can't anticipate anything. You just want to look. There's that urge to look. Oh, I want to find that really cheap thing. And, you know, you just go in there and end up, it's just a bunch of junk. But, yeah, I think.
I bought that powdered carpet freshener at a dollar store, and it actually stained my carpet permanently. So.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't trust anything. Like
even
that.
The medications are like, you know, ibuprofen, you don't know where they've come from, where they manufactured, why, how are they so cheap, and how are they, it's so expensive everywhere else. So where are they getting these things from?
Start seeing pink elephants or something.
Yeah.
Benadryl or whatever that you have to hand that weird card to the pharmacist because you can't buy
that's
it off the shelf.
That's Sudafed.
Yeah.
You end up making meth with it.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Not that I know anything about it. Please edit this out.
Yes.
Watch a lot of YouTube videos on making meth. They sell, the dollar store sells that same thing, the Sudafed, that you could just buy right there because there's no pharmacist in the dollar store. So what's in it?
Just sugar, I guess.
Is it just
placebo?
Placebo pill, maybe.
It's always a weird off brand that you've never heard of.
Yeah, from some far off country.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's so many dollar stores. I don't understand how they stay in business.
The funniest was the guy in front of me, you know, buying a carton of menthol lights, cigarettes, and I'm like, ooh, that's not very manly. Who smokes
I guess it's better at Virginia Slims.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm wondering,
I didn't know you could sell cigarettes at a dollar store. I guess you can.
Yes. Again, it goes back to that thing, you know, what, is it a convenience store or is it a dollar store? What's the difference?
I don't know, but I always feel like the neighborhood goes downtown. When you come to a place and that's the only thing in town, or they start bringing in the dollar stores, it seems like it's downhill.
Well, you talk about a weird cigarette choice that seems unmasculine. You remember at the beer store, that guy that bought all that Michelob Ultra Light?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, he had
his... He's such a jack-off. He almost wrecked into me.
With his Hummer. And it was comical. And I was like, you know, I know what this guy's going to get, Michelob Ultra. Because he just seemed like an ass, you know, mm-hmm. really, like, it's conceited, whatever. He brings it all up, and the guy at the front's like, God, this is Amber. He's like, what? Really? I don't know. And then he ended up having to change it. But we had so much fun just watching this guy.
He's like a lunatic. He came flying into the parking lot.
Yes.
To get Michelob Ultra Light.
You must have had a date.
I was at two cars.
Now, you remember Zima?
Zima, yeah. That was a waste.
That was a crazy drink. The people, you know, put Jolly Ranchers in it, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That was, with the 90s, that was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Zima's. I think they're bringing that back, too.
Trying to.
Zima, you had that. You had Bartles and James.
Oh, yeah, the wine coolers. Oh, they used to give me such bad indigestion. Oh, I could not drink that stuff.
They were so disgusting. It was almost like a watered-down hobo wine. Oh, whoa, I didn't turn my phone off. Like a Richard's Wild Irish Rose. Did you ever have that?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, yeah, Boone's Farm or Strawberry Hill, the wine. How about, or Mad Dog 2020?
Mogan Bad David, Dog. Yes. Mogan David. I don't know who it's for, though. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, other than guys that show up.
The same people that go to the dollar store and getting their drinks.
Yeah, I mean, because that stuff, it like you up so hard so fast.
Oh, yeah, more ways than one.
Yeah, yeah. Years ago, I must have been in my early 20s, and me and my friends were drinking Mad Dog 2020 because we didn't know what it was. And we drank it really fast, like it was, you know, Kool-Aid or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember standing up, and I was like, whoa, holy f***. And like the whole room was spinning.
Yeah, yeah.
I was sick for a full week after
that. Oh, yeah.
Like headache, everything. So I don't know. Is it just intended to kill people? You know, like to free up natural selection?
Yeah, it's a cheap drunk. I don't know.
I always talk about gross drinks, but...
You have all your food aversions.
It's not pleasing to my palate.
Yeah, it's not cleansing to your palate.
It's not cleansing to my palate. All right, right back after this.
Thank you.
Steel Plaza Podcast, 303 East Main Street, from right here in Carnegie. Sound Color Productions in the studio. Rayanne Rose and Jay Weaver of Sound Color Productions. Having a little smoking joke, talking about dollar stores, talking about
conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories, that's right. I'm going to talk about a conspiracy theory. Do you remember, I think 4 or 5 months ago, all those dudes went missing and started washing up on Neville Island? Do you remember that?
Oh, I never heard this one.
You had mentioned something about it once, but no, I didn't hear
too
much.
How many dudes was it?
It was like 3 dudes. Like, one was a nursing student. One was just a college student who was, I don't know, last seen at whatever. And they kept showing the police footage of where he was last seen. His name escapes me, but there's like 3 in a row. In each case, they ruled it as it was an accident. And then like they never talked about it again. I think there is a serial killer in Pittsburgh. I think there is.
Or an abduction, alien abduction.
You
know?
Yeah.
Because they reappeared. I think the one guy came, you know, reappeared. But I remember seeing those posters on... you know, on all of the, you know, just places downtown, everywhere for like these missing guys, and that, I don't know, I just thought maybe they were abducted.
Could be.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Aliens, Jay?
The Neville Island alien.
You think there is one? or they're feeding some, like, Cthulhu down there. Like, feeding some sort of monster. I don't know. But, yeah, they kept finding these dudes missing. Well, the guys would go missing, and then weeks later they would show up. On Neville Island.
Oh, yeah, or in the river somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I remember that now. Yeah, they were about like 3 or 4 weeks apart.
They were, and none of them were related, you know, quote unquote, the paper. None of them were related. None of the cases were related. They just sort of all mysteriously happened the exact same way. Is it weird or what?
I think it's weird. I think weird isn't the word.
Like, it's like, who's the police chief? The guy from The Simpsons? Like, that's...
Yes.
Right. I don't know. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, nothing to see. I don't know. Let's see if there is a connection. You never know.
Why did they all happen the exact same way? But, like, the police was like, oh, I don't know.
It was the same time where they... we were, you know, looking at the news and, you know, the paper. And that was when they found that mutilated deer... all duct taped up.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't heard that either. Yeah. That's really weird.
And is that a conspiracy? Or was that an abduction? Was that, you know, what did that to him? Or is that the government trying to, you know, create fear or some sort of a government conspiracy? I don't know. There's ideas out there. What do you think?
I don't think aliens have duct tape.
No, they don't. That's why it has
to
be.
Yeah, they can get to the Earth. I don't think their spacecraft is held together by duct tape.
Well, it could be. Maybe that's why they're stuck here.
Maybe duct tape.
That's their mineral of choice.
I don't know. Crazy stuff. I don't know. Do you have any conspiracies, Jay? So many.
There's so many. You know, there's, you know, sometimes I'm dating myself, but you remember the whole Pop Rocks?
Yes.
And Mikey?
Yeah, and it blows your stomach up.
Yeah. I don't know if that was ever proven true or not, that he died from that. But I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, it's very plausible that, you know, the compound that makes Pop Rocks could kill you if you ingest enough of it.
But wasn't it the combination of Pop Rocks and Coke?
Yeah, soda, carbonation.
Was it kind of like a Mentos type of thing happening?
I think so.
Right.
You just kind of... I don't know. He just blew himself up.
Plausibility.
Bet you his stomach was making noises.
But yeah, I don't know. Conspiracy. Yeah, I have a lot of
like
them.
Like 9/11? That's a big conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. You can get deep into that type of stuff. You know, yeah.
A lot of people say it never happened.
Oh, no. Yeah, the people are loony.
Never happened.
Yes.
Or it was all computer graphics.
No, yeah. You know? It was a movie. Mm-hmm. James Cameron did it.
Will Smith.
Yeah. Will Smith was in it. Oh, God.
Well,
I hope he's okay.
I do, too.
I don't know. What's one of your conspiracies?
Oh, I can't think of anything off right offhand.
Mine is always the chemtrails in the sky with the jets.
100% agree that I have that same.
Because I live by the airport, and I see planes all day long. not all planes make that chemtrail. A lot of planes have nothing behind it. But then there's just a few random planes that start making these crossing patterns in the sky.
Crossing patterns, and no plane goes directly vertical, you know, and leaves a trail like that. You know, they ascend gradually, and some of the angles you see up there, you have to wonder like that. It's not possible for a plane to do that.
It isn't. I mean, unless it's a fighter jet in an air show.
Yes.
Monday through Friday, when you're seeing these things just fly past your windshield, you're like, what the hell was that? You know what I mean? Like, why did they just make a giant crossing pattern in the sky?
Right, yeah.
What's it for?
You know, when I saw, I always like to look at them because you see them going, and when you see two trails go together and they cross, I always wait for them. I'm like, Adam, wait, they're going to cross.
You know, what do you think is going to happen?
They're drawing in the sky.
I don't know,
but maybe it's a mark. I don't know.
It still has not been explained sufficiently to me, so I'm still going to question it.
Oh, well, I mean, anything's possible, you know. If you can't disprove it, how can you, you know?
When you say chemtrail, though, what do you think? If there was a chemtrail, like, what does it contain?
I don't know, but I hope it's something makes meat taste good when you're barbecuing. Like a seasoning. That's what I hope it is.
Chemtrail mesquite.
Yeah, the chemtrail mesquite just sprinkles down into the grill. That's what I would hope it is. And sometimes I wonder, because my meat tastes good on the barbecue. It's very pleasing to my palate. Yes, very much so. All right, give me a conspiracy, Jay.
Well, the one I've been thinking of lately is, you know, when you think of politics and stuff like that, if you think of, like, the current situation, who's making out the biggest?
Right.
I think it's, you know, the people who have investment in the advertising on TV, because on the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, they're making the biggest money because everyone's glued to see, what Trump's going to do next.
Right.
What Congress is going to do next. What the next, you know. So who's making money is the people who are advertising, because that's what drives all the media. It's the advertising. You know, and so that's my computer. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking those people, they're making tons of money now because, you know.
They are, because when you get a news update on your smartphone and you go to click it, you have to sit through a commercial before you can read the headline.
Oh, yeah.
So
you're forced into it to at least watch 4-5 seconds of it.
Before you can press the skip button.
Yes, the skip button.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And all the news on, you know, it's just crazy. It's funny because I'll watch, you know, whatever political side you're on, I'll watch one side TV shows like, you know, like on Fox, and then I'll watch like MSNBC, mm-hmm. you know, and just see the both sides of everything and how, and then see who's advertising on those channels.
Oh, that's something to look into.
You
know, because then you can start to see, you know, like they always say, follow the money. You know, you start to see where all that stuff is coming, you know, who's making out.
What are some of the commercials?
Oh, yeah, I can't remember. You know, you start to see. I haven't seen any patterns yet, but I haven't really.
That's something we need to look into.
You know, again, that's a conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Love it. I love that one. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
More about commercialism and conspiracies right after this. Ever heard of a podcast? People listen to them, they subscribe to them, and they love them. And as a business, doesn't that sound like something you want to be a part of? Well, now you can when you advertise on the Steel Plaza Podcast. Imagine you have a team of creative, technical people at your disposal and a killer podcast just to spread the word about your business. Getting the old business into a new media is not for the faint of heart, but it can happen with the help of the Steel Plaza Podcast. Get a free estimate by emailing us at steelplazapodcast@gmail.com today. Steel Plaza Podcast, 303 East Main Street, from right here in Carnegie. Sound Color Productions. talking about conspiracies.
Commercialism.
You don't see commercials anymore like they used to be when we were growing up. We talked a little bit about Mikey from the Mikey Likes a Commercial. I believe he just ate cereal. He ate Total Cereal, I think it was
Life.
Called.
Life.
Was it Life Cereal?
Life Cereal.
Okay. And there's no iconic figures anymore. They try to do that in kind of a dorky way with the KFC commercials they're doing now.
Oh, yeah.
With the Colonel. But
then the Progressive lady.
The Progresso lady?
Progressive.
Yeah. Progressive insurance.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Flo, that's what it was.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's a few, but it's not like it used to be. I mean, people were, like, singing and dancing and eating cereal, remember? Like, things like that. There was a McDonald's commercial. There was a couple of McDonald's commercials like this where everybody was dancing on the table with a hamburger. Do you remember that?
No.
Look that up. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But we took it as, oh, well, that's normal. You know, while you're sitting there waiting for, you know, Voltron to come on and whatever it was on Saturday morning cartoons. But they don't have Saturday morning cartoons anymore. You know why? Speaking of conspiracies.
Why?
Because the government thought that the kids weren't learning anything. So, now every Saturday morning, there's these educational programs.
Wow.
Yeah. All the major network channels. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, flipping over to Disney Channel or whatever, because of course you're going to get what you get from there. But every major channel, NBC, CBS.
ABC.
ABC, they have edutainment.
Oh, right, yeah. Mm.
And 90% of it is programs about learning about animals or zoo-type things. Mm-hmm. There's no cartoons, and it's boring, and it's stupid.
Oh, yeah.
So, but the government wants everybody to be more intelligent to catch up with China.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, though, like, the different generations talk to, you know, some of my students, and that, I guess, millennials, I guess, grew up with this, and part of their, you know, vernacular, they just know, like, SpongeBob, and they know all these cartoons. Mm-hmm. That they grew up with, you know, that's different than what, you know, maybe our generation grew up with, you know, and they'll reference it, and I have no clue what they're talking about, you know.
And it's such a, that one in particular is such a weird cartoon. I can't get into it. I never could. I've sat through an episode to see, all right, what's this all about? And it's weird, and it's stupid, and it...
It's a sponge in pants.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, there's some of it, I think it's, I mean, if I was into, you know, chemical-induced fun.
Yeah.
I think it would be great to watch, like, Teletubbies. I'm sure people have done it. But just it's sober, just watching it is a trip. You
yeah,
know?
It's so
just,
weird.
It's just bizarre. Yes. But the scary thing is, you know, they have that all researched out of what, you know, the age range that is for and what they, you know, expect that's best for that age range to watch that show. And it's just, it's scary how our peripheral vision and the stuff that, you know, we see every day that our brain blocks out,
yeah,
how much that influences our decisions in our life.
Wow.
That we don't realize that we, you know, because you'll see stuff, but you don't, you know, acknowledge it. But it's there. Your brain sees it because, you know, something will pop in here and you see it. But there's things that happen in your, you know, that influence, you know, your decisions that you consciously don't know what happened. And, you know, it's just interesting to
me. That happens to me actually consciously. Whenever I smell charcoal on a grill, I'm instantly, I have to go buy meat. I have to go buy meat right now, you know?
That's amazing. Like, the smells bring you right back to where, you know, it could be, you know, 30 years ago. You're right there, you know? If I smell that poison perfume, I'm right back in high school.
The poison
perfume?
Dracar Noir or whatever
that
was.
Dracar Noir or something.
But, you know, anything like that, it just takes you right back.
That's cool. That's a good thought. What was your other conspiracy?
Oh, that was it? That, those things, you know, how it leads back to, like, when in films they'll put in, like, a split that you don't even see it. but it's in there. They'll put in like an advertising for Coke or something, and it goes by just one frame, but you don't, your brain sees it, but you don't consciously see it.
The product placement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that happens in, you know, in TV and movies all the time.
There's a show, America's Got Talent, and they're all drinking out of Coca-Cola things.
Yeah.
And the Coca-Cola things are always faced towards the camera, so you can see that it says Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
But they're never actually drinking Coca-Cola.
They're not? Yeah. I think they're Dunkin' Donuts now. Yeah.
Are they?
Okay.
I think that's the product du jour.
Product du jour of the day. Dunkin' Donuts. Coffee is so good.
I never liked coffee. Or
really?
It's all strained dirt to me.
Really? Yeah. Wow. That's wild. I mean, as an American, I think we're supposed to drink coffee. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Needs more coffee.
Yes.
I think I was slightly impatient because there's that window of the perfect temperature for coffee, isn't there?
I always water it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, it's either too hot or then it gets too... Then it gets
cold and
it's not iced coffee, but it's just it doesn't taste as, you know.
Yeah, coffee is a tightrope walk. It really is. What I do with my coffee every morning, and this is everybody says, "Oh, that's so weird. Why are you doing this with coffee?" I'll pour half a cup of coffee into the cup, and then I'll douse it with cold water so I can drink it real fast.
And Jim Beam?
No, not Jim Beam. No Jim Beam. Can't do that. Speaking of. Jim Beam and coffee and things like that. The state of Pennsylvania has changed the DUI laws again to make everything more.
They lower it?
No, they didn't lower it. It's just they changed the regulation. Now, for your first DUI, you instantly get an interlock device on your car.
Really?
Yeah.
I hear those are really expensive, too, and we're actually in Allegheny County, we're hurting for money. We can't pay our bills, you know, at least that's what I'm gathering. So you do that, I mean, a DUI costs a lot of money, thousands of dollars, so they're going to get more revenue, I would think. You
right,
know?
And I think that's why they did that.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
It's expensive to get a DUI.
And how about this for a conspiracy? They changed this law right before Labor Day.
Oh,
when everybody's out boozing.
That makes sense.
Yep. So that's going to be a huge money maker. I mean, all right, if you get busted for a DUI, you have to pay for the interlock device. It's not issued to you. It's not government issued. You have to buy it.
Wow.
Then you have to pay somebody, a mechanic, to get it installed in your vehicle. It's just a huge money maker. You know what I mean? I don't know. Thoughts?
Well, that's, you know, the other thing, you know, getting back to, like, other music things, too, but I think that's one of the main things that, you know, killed the whole club scene was the drunk driving laws. I mean, it saved a lot of lives, but at the same time, you know, no one goes out to clubs. You know, I remember back in the day, you know, a typical gig was 10 to 2.
Right.
You know, but now it's 8 to 11. Everyone's out the door by midnight.
Right, because nobody wants to get nailed,
you
know?
Yeah, and the whole club, you know, club scene. You know, I talked to older musicians, you know, they used to play in clubs 6 nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to work all the time, but then that was like in the late 70s and the early 80s, and then it all tanked, you know, when they switched it up.
I mean, unless you live in that area where the club is and you could just walk back to your house, you're cool.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a very small percentage of the population here.
I agree.
But it doesn't,
you're sitting here staring at me. You're like staring at us.
You know, that doesn't stop, you know, police.
You have something on your face. There's something in your nose.
Is it?
Yep.
You know, from police pulling you over for walking while drunk.
Walking while drunk?
Yeah.
Public drunkenness.
Yeah, I've seen that happen.
But if you're just clumsy? You're like, oh, he's drunk.
No, I just can't walk. I don't know. I've seen that in some of the more uppity neighborhoods. The cops are pretty overzealous about
that. Happened in Fox Chapel.
Yeah.
Some kind of a superintendent of a school was walking back from the bar.
Well, a similar thing happened in Mount Lebanon, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just walked home, and they're like, "You're walking drunk."
Yeah. They're going to cite you.
It's ridiculous.
But I'm in front of my house, you know?
Anything on your mind?
No, nothing. Did you ever see the Barry Gibb show with Justin Timberlake?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, where they're... Justin Timberlake plays Barry Gibb's brother, and he just never talks. Like, all his answers in this show is, no, 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 no. He's like, please, I'm Barry Gibb. You're my brother. Just pretend nobody else is here. Sing for me. Talk. Talk to me.
He's like, say something, say Robin.
He's like, no. Got something to... No.
You're like Robin Gibb today.
I am. I'm just like Robin Gibb.
No, wait. Well, Robin was the... The one that died early, right?
It was Andy Gibb.
Andy was the one.
How did he die? Roller skating accident?
Yeah. I don't know.
He sang too high.
Yeah.
He was trying to be like his brother, and he sang so ridiculously high. He blew out his lungs, his throat, I mean, his mouth, like his ears just went.
He herniated himself.
He did everywhere. So that's my fault.
That's a conspiracy. I don't know. That's a good conspiracy.
Yeah, how did Andy Kim really die? He secretly wanted to be his brother.
Him and Leif Garrett.
Yeah. Leif Garrett. Leif Garrett is unfortunately still with us, though.
No.
So.
And how do you know that? That's kind of scary.
I don't know. Well, he's on some kind of stupid show.
You in his fan club?
No, I'm not in his fan club. But it's a stupid show, like, where they show internet clips and then they comment on the internet
clips.
Oh,
the ones with all the computers?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that show.
I don't think I've seen that.
Let me tell you how you really...
Is it called Dish?
I don't...
That's
something different.
It's something really dumb.
They basically all just talk back and forth and stare at their computers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all they do. It's stupid. John Tesh has a show like that, too. And it's
John Tesh. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah. And it's on... Oh, God, like at 3 a.m. And it's on, like, one of the major networks, and it just comes after regularly scheduled programming. This John Tesh thing pops up, and it's him sitting at a desk in front of a green screen with two other people, and they're just commenting on internet clips. It's so...
Wow.
It's bizarre.
Well, ridiculousness.
It's
on MTV. That's kind of... I mean, that's not bizarre. It's actually funny, but it's kind of going along the same thing. Did you ever see that show?
No.
Ridiculousness.
No.
No, okay. Well, yeah, they basically have a panel of three people, and they watch, like, videos of people being ridiculous, like, hurting themselves, falling, face planting, getting RKO'd. I mean, so, yeah,
I don't know. I don't know why that's a format, and I don't know why there's so many shows like that. I want to be able to choose what I want to see on the internet. I don't want them to choose for me and then comment how I should think, you know? I don't want them to tell me that's funny. You know?
Right.
I know what's funny and what isn't. And John Tesh commenting on a video that he thinks is funny is not funny to me. It's actually off.
Or why do I want to care about his opinion?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
You can just turn the TV off, I guess. But
oh, yeah, change channel.
turn out. I hate infomercials.
Well, let's hold on a second. Before that, let's go back to John Tesh.
Oh.
He threw his career in the garbage because he wanted to be a musician. So he quit Entertainment Tonight to pursue his musical career that nobody gave a shit about, and now he's doing this show at 3 a.m. talking about internet clips.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Might as well be on public TV.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, sometimes when you flip the coin, it doesn't always come up heads, you know?
Oh, yeah, that his music that he did was, you know, it was just so... It had no soul.
Yeah, it was just really...
That kind of stuff doesn't last.
No, you know? It doesn't. It was very, very dry.
Very flat.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you... I like listen to the emotion, and that's what gets you in it, and that you start thinking about your feeling, and, like, every time you hear that song, you think of those emotions, and it brings something out in you, I think. So, but his music had none of that. It was awful.
Well,
really
he's
was.
Awful. He's, like, true... I hate him. I really hate him. I hate his stupid face. I hate his internet comments.
I hate his hair.
But there's so much. When you reach a certain status of celebrity, you think you can just do anything, and I think that's ridiculous. Like, oh, you know, I've been in two movies. I'm gonna quit now and play baseball. What?
Oh yeah.
You're like, what the f***?
Yeah, it's just insane. It's like that Tim Tebow. Now he's playing baseball. He couldn't play football.
Mm-mm.
You know, now he's going to try baseball.
Michael Jordan tried to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
he was
right.
terrible.
What did he, was it baseball?
Yeah, he tried to play baseball. He's like, well, I'm a celebrity. I can magically now I can play every sport.
Right.
I'm going to play hockey now.
Yeah. I got a phone call, and the people said they were from Verizon. I was like, okay. It's
right.
like, you know, we want to change, you know, we're like, oh, all right. It was like almost like a, not a sales call, but it was just like, hey, we're going to update this, you know. I was like, that's cool. Then I get my bill, and it's like, you know, 40% more. And all these, and I got, and they canceled me out of, you know, I was in like a package deal, mm-hmm. and I was canceled out of that. And I'm like, oh, you know, what happened? So I called up Verizon, and it's like, you know, they were like, no, it wasn't us. It was another company called Williams Communication called me up, said they were Verizon. So they canceled me out. So I had to get Verizon to put me back into my you know, and credit me back because I didn't, you know, sign up for all that. But now I'm on a new plan, but it's $25 more than what my old plan was. So I'm wondering if Verizon is just, you know.
Working with
them. Yeah, you know,
yes.
in the end, they got more money out mm-hmm. of me anyway.
Yeah.
You know, because you're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
You know, and it burns me that, you know, I don't really, I have like the basic TV package, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But it costs me less to add the TV to get the package of the internet, the landline, and my cell phone all in one thing than it would be just to get without the TV.
They tried to do that to me. They tried to do that to me. And I was like, I just want internet. They're like, sure. You sure you just want internet?
But
I'm like,
it
yes.
costs you more.
Yeah.
You know, to get just the internet, you know, or it's one of those things where it's just $20 more to get all three.
Right, right.
You know? Sales tactics.
And they keep trying to, like, sell me on, you need to upgrade your speed, man.
This is what mm-hmm. you need.
You need a
this
T1 connection.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
for what?
You're right, exactly.
Like, why do I need to see something
I get
fast?
My porn just fine.
Yeah, just fine. Yeah. I'm not on AOL.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, right.
You have anything coming up, Jay?
What do I have coming up? The musical I'm involved in, we closed today, but we've been sold out the whole time.
That's excellent.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was called Big Fish.
That is awesome.
It was a good one.
That is awesome. I'm working on that solo album. Jesse Meller is going to play on that album.
Yeah,
that's right. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just contacted me, said, hey, you know what? I like the stuff you're doing. I want to do the guitars for that. So that's coming along really well. More updates on that to come. And as always, if you like what you heard at the top of the show in the bumper music, don't forget to go to thewireriots.com. That's thewireriots.com to hear more great stuff from The Wire Riots, as well as our YouTube channel. Always hit the like. Always
subscribe.
Subscribe. Because if you don't, what happens?
We won't like you.
But we like you anyway.
We kind of like you. We'll pretend to like you.
Yes.
Give you an odd glance every so often.
As for me, I still have my website up, and there's lots of good things on there, lots of beautiful, beautiful art. We have a 20% off coupon if you mention the Steel Plaza podcast. So everything on my site is 20% off, and there's some great things. I even have, you know, very inexpensive jackets that I've purchased that are in perfect shape. You know, get them cheaper. Go to my website at www.pgh.
No, that's not it.
CNG.
That'll be a website to go to.
Yeah.
Yes.
www.
Disclaimer, Rayanne does not have a porn site.
All right. Take two.
Okay.
www.pittsburghcng.
No, it's not Pittsburgh.
It's
PGHCG.
It's PGA.
Yeah.
That's
a new dating site.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to be an entrepreneur, you know, and but yeah, it's let's take three.
Okay.
www. Okay, wait, number four. www.pghcandg.com.
For Rayanne's Clothier and Goods.
Yes.